We all have a yearning for love, but relationships can be confusing and complicated. Dr. Tammy Balaszewski says it all starts from within. It starts with a journey to center. Here's your host for Journey to Center on Empower Radio, Dr. Tammy Balaszewski.
Hello, my friends. Thank you for joining us today. It's a beautiful July day, and I'm in the studio. The sun is shining. The flowers are out my window. It's absolutely gorgeous, and it's only improved by the fact that you're hanging out with me on Empower Radio and Journey to Center. So thank you so much for that. Yes, relationships can indeed be challenging. And I believe one of the most important qualities in great relationships and what can reduce those challenges immensely is great communication. I think you probably agree communication is really important. It is how we articulate and share our thoughts, our feelings, our beliefs, and it is how we cultivate understanding and connection with another. I was recently considering the word communication, and the root of it came forward for me, and that's communion, which means to unite or to connect. And isn't that what we all really want in relationships? Good communication really requires a few important skills, and these skills aren't usually taught to us in school. Some of the skills can include speaking, observing, asking questions, analyzing, evaluating, and the highly underrated skill of listening. I know that listening was a skill that I had to work really hard at, and it wasn't something I was taught, and it wasn't inherent. And I thought I knew how to listen. I thought I knew how to communicate, but my relationships were constantly in shambles. I remember being in school, and one of the first skills we were taught when I was getting my master's in spiritual psychology was silence and listening. And I remember sitting across from the guy, and his head just seemed to be blowing up and looming in front of my face. I realized I didn't know how to be silent and to listen very well. It almost put me in an altered state. It was very strange. And I'm happy to report that I've gotten much, much better since then. And, you know, I think most people want to be heard and understood, but it takes so much more effort to be quiet, present, and to be an active listener. Stephen Covey has a great quote about this. First, seek to understand and then be understood. This simple principle has supported me greatly in becoming a good counselor, a good friend, a good listener, and a good wife. So today I am so happy, so honored to have someone with us who will be sharing some of her wisdom and teachings about this very important subject. Her name is Kay White, and she is a communication expert and specialist. She is the author of the Amazon best-selling book of The A to Z of Being Understood. She teaches people how to save time, money, and energy as they become more savvy and effective communicators. So I'm thrilled to be having with us today my wonderful, brilliant, wise guest. Thank you for being with us, Kay White.
Well, hi there, Tammy, and everyone listening. Thank you very much for inviting me. Lovely
yes.
to be with you.
I'm so excited, and I know you are an expert in supporting people and clients and your readers in increasing their prosperity, their confidence, and in cultivating more satisfying and fulfilling relationships. I would love to know how this ended up being your career, your life purpose, and how your book came into being.
Cool. That's a great question. Well, a great couple of questions there. It's a little bit like when you hear people say all the time, well, it's just what I do, you know, it's just how I, you know, well, it's so easy, you know, it's just what I do. And I realized that as a result of all sorts of things that went in my past, I am able to easily and naturally connect with people. And I find it comfortable to be with people I don't know. I find it comfortable to walk into a room with no, you know, without anyone I know, and know that I will be able to connect with people. And of course, we often take our gifts for granted until we stop and really think about them. And I as a result of a number of things. One of the big pieces, I was very ill when I was 16, and I was in hospital for about 6 months and was surrounded by much older people than me. At 16, the average age in the ward was 36 to 40. And as a result of that, I obviously made a lot of friends with people who could have been, you know, nearly my mum. And then went to work in the city. I live in just outside London, and I went to work in the city of London, again, in a connecting role. Again, I didn't really know why I was doing that, but it was very easy. I used to welcome visitors to London and help them settle in and make a program for them around insurance. And then I became a broker. And broking is selling, and of course selling is connecting. And you can hear there's a pattern that's starting to play out. And that's how I really, when I stopped and thought, I'm actually good at a number of these pieces here, and a lot of people struggle with connecting with people and making other people feel comfortable. So that's the short version, if you want sort of like a 20-year snapshot.
No, I love that, and I love hearing that you have that awareness that it was your gift, that it came easily, and I think that brings up a good point. So often when somebody has a gift, they're like, well, it doesn't mean anything. It's so simple. I felt like that about art and cutting hair, but that you had that naturally, innately, I think is amazing, because for me, communication was definitely an acquired skill. And I love also what you had said about it being natural, it being fun for you, and you made people comfortable. I was really uncomfortable in my skin, so I couldn't make other people comfortable. So that is wonderful. That is a gift.
Well, yeah, it really is. And you know, this is the thing, when particularly in business, people always, you know, being encouraged, well, you need to network more, you need to turn up, you need to be connecting with people, you need to be grabbing those business cards. And it's, for some people, that's such a struggle. It's, they would rather go to the dentist, and most people would do anything to avoid the dentist.
That was me.
Well, but as again, like a lot of things, there are, I mean, certain things will come more naturally than others. It's like swimming. You have a natural gift for swimming, but we can all be taught to swim. And it's the same with communicating. And as you said there, being, if you like, more savvy and effective in your communication, there are certain things to do and to avoid. And that's where, as you know your from your own skills, once you start to put distinctions around things, you can help other people rather than just be, hey, this is what I do.
No, that's so wonderful. Yeah, that's the translation that occurs, I think, for us to be good teachers, is to be able to take our innate gift and be able to share it with others in a way that it's comprehensive. And I love that about your book. You make it very clear, very comprehensive, the A to Z of being understood. So I would love to know a little bit more about your book. And can you share with me, you know, why you decided to write it and how that process occurred?
Well, yes, I must remember to call it Z, because obviously in the UK we call it Z, and it is definitely an A to Z. And it's interesting. There's all sorts of things that happen, but as a short version of it, 26 principles, and my intention is that you can pick this book up, my book, and flick through it, and any given day, any given letter. So you can pick it up and open up at K, and K is for keep to the point. If we were to spell your name, T is for T is for tone, and A is for attitude, and M is for meaning, and I is for I, and how often you use the word I instead of the word you. So in any given point, you can pick up the book and grab it and use a principle a day. That's what I suggest people, you know, in less than a month, if you were to pick this book up, take one principle a day, work with it, play with it. And in each chapter, I've put some powerful quotes that other people have said along the years about each principle, and then exercises to try and to notice, and every day a suggestion of notice what you notice today. It's all about noticing and then applying. So, but the exciting idea, Tammy, that where the book came from, the idea came to me on a plane. I'd done a lot of transatlantic travel in the last year, And working with one of your recent guests, actually, Bob Burnham, has been a happy accident, if you like. He gave me his book, which I know he talked about in your show, 101 Reasons Why You Must Write a Book. And I helped him with something, and that was his thank you to me. And so he got me at five of his 101 reasons. Rather than he got
good.
Me at hello, he got me at five. And five is no more cold calling. And as someone who is very clear about her gift and very clear about the value of what I do, the idea of, you know, if you like, peddling my wares, I do a lot of corporate business. I stopped doing that about a year ago, and it's very much, this is what I do, and this is how it works, and this is your choice to take it or leave it. And the book makes that very clear. And my book came from an idea of thinking, okay, I know so much stuff. I need to write it down. I need to make it easy. And then it is also a very easy place for people to start working with me. My message is very clear. So a divine and happy accident, and a real roller coaster of a ride. You know yourself, a book is, people think, oh, wow, isn't it great? But there's a roller coaster of a journey that goes with having a book in your hand that you've got your name on it.
Oh, that's true. I've written a book, so I really hear what you're saying. It's not always easy. Bob does do some really amazing work with people, supporting them and getting it into physical world reality. And I love how you guys really have supported each other in sharing your blessings and cultivating them and going deeper and higher with them. I think that's I think that's what connection and communication should ultimately be about, what relationships should ultimately be about, creating those win-wins. So that's,
absolutely.
I love hearing that.
Yeah, well, this is the thing when you said before about, you know, connections and thinking about how you connect with someone, and indeed if you connect with someone. And there's so many subtle things that play out as to whether a connection is successful. And, you know, success is obviously defined however you define it. But if you want to get along with someone and, you know, you don't have to agree with everything, there are certain things that you can do that make it easier for you to, if you like, rub along together, certain people you naturally connect with. And as we know, certainly in professional lives, just as with our personal lives, we have to rub along with people whether we want to or not. And it makes our life so much easier if we learn how to, versus make every sort of conversation a bit of a struggle. So I've also learnt, and I'm very clear about how I help clients to put this into writing too.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. And as you know, we live in very much a virtual world, and emailing is a huge piece of that, Tammy. And as we know, you can really upset people and really leave them stewing, and by sending them a poisoned arrow email, sometimes by intention, sometimes by accident, causes so much.
Oh, yeah, I think we've all experienced that, where you think you have a completely nice, benign email, and they come back on, what did you mean by that? You know, and going on the defense, it's like, so I hear what you're saying, and I think that is, it is an important component in communication. So I didn't know you offered that. I think that's a really valuable gift. I think that's a valuable contribution that you can help people with. So what would people do if they wanted to get a hold of you to learn more about you and your book? Do you have a website or an email address that they can connect with you on?
Yes, I do, Tammy. I have, if people want to go and have a look at Way Forward, www.wayforwardsolutions, all one word, SOLUTIONS, wayforwardsolutions.com. And on my site, there's obviously information about the book, and I'm very clear about how I lay my information out, because clearly, as a communicator, I don't want to overload information, and very specific on the sort of things that I do and how I work with people. And people who go there are invited to pop their name and email address in, and I will send them two gifts, and they're very powerful gifts. I thought very carefully about what would really serve people at the first, you know, encounter together. And there's a 30-minute audio training that comes to you straight away entitled How to Say No Without Saying It, which is a very powerful piece for people. I so many people struggle with their own priorities because they feel they have to keep saying yes to people and do things that they don't really want to do or in the order that they don't want to do them. And this audio helps people with the three powerful mindsets that come you need to have first, and then the exact words and the order in which to say them to be able to say no to people without actually saying it. So that's the one of the gifts. And the second gift is what I call a power list, and the emphasis being on the pow, because it's a report, if you like. It's another A to Z of over 1,200 words, powerful words, motivational words, positive words, only positive language, which you can use as you write, as you email, as you speak, and certainly you can use them in naming things. And yeah, it's been something I've been collecting as a bit of a word nerd over the years, and I put that together. And yes, it's very, I use it a lot myself, in fact, words that work from A to Z, or A to Z.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that would be a thrill if people want to go hop on there and say yes, please, and they will get those gifts within a moment.
Yeah, that's very generous. And I know you had also mentioned very generously offering a few of our friends that are listening today the opportunity for a position and planning session with you, which I know is a really powerful and very valuable gift. So can you talk a little bit more about that offer that you're making?
Yes, of course. Well, as you said there, Tammy, first of all, the address is Linking Your Thinking, and I'll explain why it's Linking Your Thinking, but the address is www.linkingyourthinking.com/conversation. linkingyourthinking.com/conversation. And that will come a picture of me and the opportunity to pop your name and details in, and that will take you to a few questions. And the point of offering this is for the first 7 people that pop their details in and answer the few questions, we can schedule a time together to actually literally dig in, because I can hear, as when we know our gifts, I can hear and get the sense of what's going on for someone as they're expressing themselves, how the language is and how they're putting themselves across. And we can think about together one or two things that they can immediately implement that will rev up, if you like, their way of communicating. And that's such a gift. I know I've experienced that myself, and I would love to share that with your listeners. So for the first 7 people who say yes, and I receive their completed questions, there's only about 5 or 6 questions just to get us going, that will be a pleasure. So I encourage you to grab hold of that, because you'll have some fun together on the phone and learn something at the same time.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I think I'm going to go sign up. Can I sign up?
Yay! Let's continue this conversation that way. That would be great.
No, I think I got so excited about that. I'm like, I want that. I want to know. I want to know. Give me some information. That's fantastic. That's so generous of you to be offering that to our friends here. It really does sound like your intention and your gift is to empower people through communication. I mean, how awesome is that?
Well, thank you. It's so gratifying to hear that that's how it comes through, because it is my intention. And so many people think it has to be, you know, you have to go and have a degree in something to make it valid. And actually, there's some really simple things you can do. I mean, the book is a great place to start, which is why, after years of being asked, you know, when are you going to write this stuff down, Kay? I have written this stuff down. And I want it to be easy. And you know, some of the results that my clients get are just so, well, humbling, because I realize how easy it is to stop ourselves putting our gift out in the world, and then we're just not able to serve people and help them. So I get double whammy when I hear about clients and what happens with them. So,
and I love that. And what I would really like to hear more about is some of the biggest shifts or aha moments that your clients have experienced.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a kind of how long have you got to the story. I mean, one of the first clients I worked with, probably about 6 years ago, was struggling, really struggling with her team of people around her, and she felt fearful of them. In fact, she felt that her words were high octane, and you know, she was always shooting from the lip, which she said, which I think is a great expression. And we, if you like, slowed her down. I was listening to how she was expressing herself and how she was talking about her team. And she was saying, you know, no one's coming forward in meetings and everyone's, you know, I just feel as if I want to, bang my head against a brick wall. And of course, when I asked her, well, so what do you know about what they actually want in those team meetings? And what do you understand about the team meetings as far as what they're, what your team think they're about? And of course, she hadn't even really thought about that and certainly hadn't stopped to ask them. So we put together a really simple questionnaire, and one of the big pieces in there, and I'll underline that word, is question, because that's one of my big things that I really encourage people to explore with me. We put together some really sort of savvy, if you like, questions that were unlocking what was going on. And she was able to ask them and hand the responsibility, or let's say share the responsibility of the meetings with her team. And immediately it was as if the sun came out. People were starting to contribute. They wanted to go to the meetings. They wanted to actually own some of the things that were going on because they actually were sharing in the meeting. Mm. It sounds so obvious, doesn't it?
No, and again, what comes to mind is that opportunity for communion or community through great communication. And it sounds like she was like me and she had some blind spots. You know, I think it's the rare human that has the gift that can communicate naturally, easily, effectively. You know, like you had shared was your experience, but most of us have some learning to do. And it's great that you're out there available as a mentor and a teacher in this, you know, in this genre. I think it's fantastic.
Well, thank you. I mean, that was obviously just, one story, but she immediately felt more comfortable. So, of course, then she's more comfortable. It's much easier for her to connect with everyone. They started to laugh together, and people, she has actually ultimately been promoted. And one of the ways that she, which tells us tells me an awful lot, was that the way that she runs her meetings is now used as a blueprint throughout the company, which is just a double pat on the back for both of us, really. I mean,
wow.
asking some questions.
Yeah, that's so ironic that she went from one end of the spectrum to the other just by virtue of you revealing a couple little blind spots and giving her some support and some suggestions. That's pretty amazing. Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you, Tammy. And you know from obviously your own background that the listening part, I know you mentioned before that you've worked on your own listening skills, and certainly I have and still do. I'm work in progress. I'm my best client. And most people would say that they are as well.
So, that brings me to another question. What have been some of your biggest shifts or aha moments?
I was saying to someone actually yesterday, I find myself a nicer person to be around. And I don't mean nice in the sort of sickly, sweetly way. I like myself more. Mm. And that's so powerful to recognize.
There's nothing more important from my perspective. I always say, if I could boil the information in my book down to just a couple of words, it'd be love yourself. And I think as we do that, we're comfortable in our skin. And that comfort can translate to other people that maybe are uncomfortable. If you're just really comfortable and present in your skin, so that's a huge epiphany, that you're sharing, and it's been one of my biggest ones as well. I think that's very, very powerful information. So that's great.
The L in the book, and there you go. What do you guess the L is for, based on our subject?
Yes, exactly.
Listening. And I'm going to just see if I just open it to L, just so that we can just see if I prove my point, when whatever comes up will be perfect. There will be a quote in there. When people talk, listen completely. Most people never listen. Ernest Hemingway. And then the other wonderful one, which I started this chapter with, is we have two ears and one mouth, so that we can listen twice as much as we speak. And that was written by Epictetus, the Greek philosopher, in AD 55. So he knows a thing or two.
Brilliant. And, it's funny, that's exactly what we were talking about at the beginning of the show. I think the most important aspect of good communication is listening.
Yeah.
So listen, Kay, we're going to go to break here pretty quick, and I want everybody to hang around because I think we've got some really wonderful information. You're going to share with us what word really upsets and confuses people every time and what we can do to avoid that. And also, you're going to share with our listeners and with me the one word that everyone wants to hear and hardly does. And people will love you for it when you say it. So I'm excited about hearing these little tidbits and nuggets of wisdom when we come back from break. So stick around for some more great communication information from Kay White. See you in a bit.
Thank you.
Let's say you're a mom and you want to put on the perfect birthday party for your twin daughters. So you get a clown and he dazzles everyone. And you order a cake and have the bakery put something nice on it.
Happy birthday, girls.
And you hire a pony to give everyone rides. And it all goes perfectly.
Best party ever, Mom!
And you're the perfect mom. But even if it doesn't go that way and your clown doesn't dazzle, and the bakery doesn't spell out the right message,
happy birthday, Gil?
And the pony doesn't give everyone rides, it can still be the perfect birthday party because kids don't always see things the way you see them.
Best party ever, Mom!
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of siblings in foster care who'll take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the
football,
Ad Council.
But my passion is education. My name is Nnamdi Asamoah, and this is how I live United. I see too many kids miss out on moving up. Kids who could go on to college, but just need that extra little push. So every year, I take promising high school students on a college tour. We check out the dorms, the library, meet some professors, find out where the best late night grub stops are. It shows them that there's a whole world beyond their own. But what's even better is that most of these kids decide college is for them. I'm Nnamdi Asamoah. I show kids that a higher education means a brighter future. So when it comes to living United, I don't just wear the shirt. I live it. Join me.
It takes all of us working together to make a difference. Find out how you can live United for Education. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
License and registration.
But I'm walking.
Do you want to upset an officer of the law?
No, sir.
Good. I pulled you over today for littering.
I didn't litter.
Wow. That's what they all say. Unfortunately, I saw you drop a pair of thunder thighs a few blocks back. Probably happened as you were biting into that apple you're holding.
How'd you know they're my thunder thighs?
Well, my young friend, I'd like to say 2 years in the police academy helped figure it out. But between us, it was smallstep.gov.
Smallstep.gov?
Yep, Rooney. It's this site with tons of easy ways to lose weight. Some steps are so easy, people don't realize they're doing them. Like you taking small step number 83, snack on fruits. Go to smallstep.gov, you'll see. You can drive off now.
I'm still walking.
Take a small step to get healthy at smallstep.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Empower Radio. Now, back to Journey to Center with Dr. Tammy Balashevsky.
Hello, my exquisite friends. Thank you so much for hanging out with me on Journey to Center Empower Radio. And I'm thrilled and honored to have my guest and communication expert, Kay White, with us here today. And she's going to share with us some really interesting information that I'm excited about getting myself. Kay, what is the word that really upsets and confuses people every time they hear it?
Well, it begins with B.
Begins with
that
B,
word,
okay.
It begins with B, and it's known as the great eraser. I've heard it called it before, and I call it as well the great eraser. And treating the word but like the great eraser, it's so powerful. When you hear it, and we often wait for it, don't we? We're waiting for the but.
Mm-hmm.
You hear, oh, well, I really like the way you did that, and it was really helpful, and blah, blah, blah. And you can hear the but coming. And what's so powerful to understand?
<That's>
So I say, watch your butt.
Yeah, somebody had said that to me. It's like if somebody says but, you can discount everything they said before that word.
There you go. You're great eraser. So what I encourage people to do if they can is to hear, as soon as they think about the word but or they hear it from someone else, if they have a picture of a big pencil with a, you know, an eraser on the end of it, that's the effect of what that person's saying. I mean, clearly we don't have to, you know, actually discount what they said, but it's so powerful to realize that when we're trying to connect with people and get across a message that could be quite tricky sometimes, you know, you've done a report, it's great, but it's too long, how to avoid saying the but, so that they don't hear the report was great, all they hear is it's too long. So
yes,
it's the structure of your sentence, and this is what is the first step, is to have the awareness. And as we know ourselves, it's these little things that make the big difference. And I mean, you only have to hear this. Let me just give you a couple of, that report was really great, but the ending trailed off a bit. Or that meeting was really useful, but it went on too long. The people we met at that party were really friendly. We made some great, you know, contacts, had a good time, but the journey home was a nightmare. And in all of those cases...
No, I hear what you're saying. It's like taking away a compliment you almost gave them.
Exactly. And so my suggestion here, and it's simple. This is what I love about simple. It doesn't have to be tricky. Instead of the word... So if you find that you've started the sentence with the great piece first, and then you can hear that you're about to put your but there, put and instead. Because and, Tammy, is a great connector. It connects one part of the sentence to the other. So that report's a bit long, and if we cut the end, it'll be perfect. Or that meeting was really useful, and it went on a bit long. So both pieces are still there. You haven't discounted what went before. So the first, if you like, trick is to be aware of your but, and then... to either put the word and in if you've started off, or if you have, give yourself that split second to think, because as you know, as with your own background, we think faster than we think. I mean, in a split second, the thought is in our mind, and it takes more than that to come out. And what you can do is think, okay, well, I will put that report was a bit long, but it was really helpful. Or that meeting went on a bit too long, but it was so useful. So you flip it. So those are my two angles. You either flip it, put the, if you like, the less positive part first, and then put the but, and then end on a positive note, or you put the word and connect it, make a bridge. And it makes such a difference, because when you're trying to get something across to someone that, you know, might be a bit tricky, and you keep saying the word but, and you're trying to be nice, and of course, using the word but and then leaving them with the sort of, if you like, tricky part, that's all you're leaving them with.
No, I think that's really helpful. And I know that for myself, I definitely like to lead with prizing people, and then I will give them the more challenging bit of feedback. I love what you're saying about starting with the more challenging feedback and then going into the prizing and leaving them on that note. That's a really great bit of information there that I think I'm going to be able to implement in my life.
Great. Well, that's your little flip it. I like to have a little expression so it's easy to remember. Flipping it. So it's like kind of put one bit down the other way and the other bit down the other way. And if you find that you've started with the yay bit first, you can put an and. And so you stay in the flow of it being still connected versus erased. So that's great.
Yeah, that really is. I have used and on occasion, but I haven't thought about doing the flip it. So I think that's fantastic. I'm just going to really call myself forward to consider that. I think that could be very, very, very powerful. So that's awesome. I love it.
Oh, well, there you go. That I describe very much as a banana skin, because it's one of those things that trips you up.
Yes.
That you really, you know, you can come across and not really understand what just went wrong in that conversation. What did I say? And of course, it's something as subtle as that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's very, very, very powerful. I've been on the receiving end of it, and I've done it unconsciously, and you're right. I didn't like it, and it doesn't seem people like it. So that can be, I think, easily implemented and certainly change relationships and that sense of connection easily, powerfully. That's a really good tidbit, really good tidbit.
Great. Well, you can step over that banana skin. Hooray.
Yeah, let's avoid that little ball of wax. So, Kate,
is that what you call it, a ball of wax?
A ball of wax, or we call them banana peels here in America, but we know what a banana skin is. That's cool. I like it. So I want to now hear the word that everyone wants to hear and hardly does. So when we use it, they will love us for it. This sounds good, too. This sounds very compelling.
Well, the word is so simple. And again, it's in my book, and this is why it's so lovely for me to share it with you. And it's under why. And the why in my book is for yours truly. The power of your and their name, Tammy. It's something that so many people underestimate the power of, hearing their name and using other people's names more. Now, not to the extent that you become someone that sounds as if you're like a broken record, Tammy, saying Tammy after every single sentence, Tammy, because that's
unnatural.
Oh,
I don't get tired of it. Now that you mention it, I don't mind it at all.
There you are. But the point is, it's a very natural and conversational thing, and it keeps people's attention. They really know that you are with them using their name. And I'm purposely not saying Tammy after every sentence, and I know that we're on with a lot of other people. And it's still really powerful to remember that your name, just as much as everyone else's name, carries so much weight in a conversation.
Well, and again, so, yeah, it's what you're saying is it creates that sense of communion, a sense of connection. So I think that's really awesome. That's, again, a good little tip. And you may have said it a lot, but I haven't even really noticed, but I do feel connected to you.
Well, thank you, Tammy. And that is a natural one. This is one of the things, again, as you know, once you've learned something that you like and that works, you use it and you're not necessarily aware of it. And one of the things I encourage clients to do is to just, you know, maybe every other sentence, every third sentence, certainly in an email. Some people just start off an email without even using the name, without saying, hey, Tammy, or morning, Tammy, nothing. They just burst into an email. And I say to them, do you burst through somebody's door and not even say good morning and just announce yourself? Rarely. Most people say, morning, Tammy, or how's it going, or same principle. And using someone's name in writing is just as powerful as it is in conversation.
Yeah, you make a very, very good point with that. And I usually do, but there are times I'm in a hurry and I don't. But I know that I'm really listening to you right now, and I will make sure to do that from now on.
Well, thank you. It's so thrilling to be able to share these simple and yet really powerful secrets, because they are secrets when you realize, golly, that's actually simple. I can do that straight away.
Yeah, and I love that about your book. With each letter, you have a principle that people can implement for that day or that week and just observe, be like a spiritual scientist and see how that is affecting your reality. I love that it's not just advice in your book, but a guide.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. I love the spiritual scientist. I've not heard that as an expression. That's great.
Yeah, it's a good one, I think. Yeah, because it's not like, you know, as a counselor, I don't give advice to people, tell them to do it. I invite them to explore and discover for themselves whether this works for them or not. And it sounds like that's what you're doing with your book. You make it very invitational. You make it very cohesive, and you give people the opportunity to explore these simple principles to see how it works in their lives.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, that where we started, you know, notice what you notice. Notice as you're going along, and then you notice that maybe the connection's a bit deeper, or it's easier, or it's more comfortable, a situation, because you've applied these little but powerful, this is the thing, little but powerful. One of my friends said to me, I don't do subtle. And I'm like, well, that'll explain part of your results.
Well, I like the kiss theory. Keep it simple, sweetie. Well, yeah, the best things are simple.
I want to give you one quote from one of the first books, Tammy, I read when I started my journey of the communication specialism. I decided, as you know, you pick a place that really feels right for you, and that's your specialty. And it was so natural. And one of the first books, and it's such a classic, is How to Win Friends and Influence People by the wonderful Dale Carnegie. And it was written in 1937. And he says, which is why it's in my book under Why for Yours Truly, if you want to win a friend, make it a point to remember them. If you remember my name, you pay me a subtle compliment. You indicate that I have made an impression on you. Remember my name, and you add to my feeling of importance. Isn't that wonderful?
It really is. It's very sweet. Like, listening to that, I'm taking a deep breath, and it just feels really good. Very clear, very concise. Mm-hmm.
Well, I will say it does, Tammy, just to reiterate our connection there.
And yet I'm still not tired of it after you've pointed it out. It never gets old.
Well, there you are. If it works for us, it certainly works for everyone else, doesn't it? So enough said, I think.
I think it's true. Okay, so we're moving on to another bit of wisdom from Kay White. I want to know the exact words I can say when I'm ready to move on from a conversation, but I don't know how. So I know there are people out there that have been trapped in conversation. They're ready to move on, but this other person that they're hanging out with isn't. So what can we do? What can we say when we're ready to put a bow on something and create closure?
That's a great expression, put a bow on something. I know, it's again a subtlety, because this is a bit like that saying no without saying it. There are things to say and do and an order in which to do them. And I've said here the exact words. The word that I always come up with first is well. There's a gap. And the well, so well, well, Tammy. Now, well tells both of us that we're moving on in some way. And I'm rounding up where we're at. You're giggling, I can hear.
No, I am. I'm totally laughing because I do find myself in conversation with people and it's like I need to move on. And that happens sometimes in, you know, working with clients or students after a class. They want to stand there and talk and share. And I love to connect with people. But then it gets to the point where it's like I need to go. So I'm putting that well in the file in my brain. And this is, again, it's very simple, very mm-hmm. clear, very concise, and easy to remember. So
so well. And then what we say, well, certainly what I say, and this has been a big piece. A lot of people are like, I want to know these words. Tell me these words. Because, again, sticking to your priorities, being able to move on, being on time for other people is very much about being able to keep moving from the people that you're with. And so, well. And then what I say, and this is really influential and subtle, I know. So can I use your name in this instance, Tammy, so that it becomes real
sure
for
may.
Both of us? And you
sir.
Know that I will. I am not expecting you to be someone who doesn't know when to move on. Well, Tammy. So I will say, well, Tammy. Well, Tammy, it's been really great connecting with you. Now, I'm putting it in the past. It's been. So I'm also telling both of our brains that this is now something that we're moving from. It's been really great chatting with you. It's been really great catching up with you. Rather than it's really great or it's super to catch up with you, I put it in the past. This is where the subtleties of our wonderful language. So it's been really great catching up with you and hearing what's going on with you. And then I will tell both of us by saying, and I know you'll understand. I'm telling you you're going to understand. I'm not asking you. Can you hear? It's, again, really conversational. Well, Tammy, it's been great catching up with you, and I know you'll understand that, you know, to be able to be on time for so-and-so, I must hop off now. So you're never going to say to me, well, I don't understand. I want to keep you here. So it's really friendly. And at a networking meeting, this is so powerful, or a cocktail party, just the same, because you can take the one thing you both know that you have in common, that you're at a party to connect with people, to to circulate. You can assume that. Some people aren't, and that's their thing. But most people, and I use the word but, are. So you can say, hey, Tammy, it's been really great meeting with you, and I know you'll want to be connecting with other people too, so let me just let you get on, and I'll catch you later. So I make it about you moving on, and you having a great time for the evening. And I don't want to monopolize you. And then we both move.
That's brilliant. I'm going to be able to use that for sure.
Yay!
That's definitely something I'm going to be able to use. Often, like I mentioned, after classes and stuff, I'm exhausted. And I want to be open and available. But I want to go home now.
And I want to go home now.
I want to go home now. I want to go connect with somebody else. This has been fun, and now I'm done. And it's probably better to use your technique than mine. This has been real. This has been fun, but it hasn't been real fun. That doesn't work well.
Well, exactly. Sometimes, let's be honest as well. Sometimes if people don't get the signs, or they don't want to get the signs, well, then you move into plan B, and then there's always plan C, and then there's plan, hammer on the on the forehead. But ultimately, most people will get that subtlety of, it's been great meeting you, and I know you'll want to circulate and catch up with other people too. So using the word too, I do, you do. It's already natural that they're starting to think, oh, okay, where am I off to now? And they haven't really known what's happened. That's the nice piece about it. It's just happened.
Well, yeah, it's about maintaining that sense of respect and connection, communion, even though you are now complete.
Exactly.
Instead of dismissing and abandoning, because a lot of people have issues around being abandoned or dismissed. So it's like you're able to leave them with that sense of affection and respect and still be able to move on and honor yourself in the process. So, again, very, very clear, simple, powerful tools that I know I'm going to be able to use, and I know our friends are probably going, huh, yeah, I could use that next time at a party. I want to get away.
Well, the beauty of recording our call, as you know, and I do this often myself, is when there's a particularly juicy piece, you can press pause, jot those sentences down, and then really kind of have them in your head versus, flying past. So I really encourage anyone who thought, I'd like that, to just do exactly that, because that really works. And it keeps you respectful and respected, which is the connection part.
Yeah, and everybody wants that. Everybody wants that. So I think that's, again, another juicy little nugget that I know I'm going to be implementing in my life.
Well, that's so great to hear, really.
It really, yeah, it's simple, it's subtle, it's powerful. So definitely, there's been times I've not wanted to go to parties because I didn't want to get sucked into conversations with people, but this makes it more comfortable to consider going out because I know I can get away.
Now, can I just give you just very quickly, it just popped into my mind, which is one of those inspired bits of, a tap on the shoulder. This, if you've tried plan A and say plan B, and we've all been there, haven't we, where someone is talking at us, and we've maybe asked a few polite questions, and then that person has gone on and on and then on again about themselves. And with the best will in the world, I know that often that comes from a lack of confidence on their part. Mm-hmm. And it's still very dull sometimes. So what I have done here, and I promise you I've done it with a light tone and a smile, I have said to someone, so, because so is another word, another kind of like the word well, so is a sort of rounding up of, so I've said, so, and we'll call this chap David for the purposes of our conversation. I said, so David, what would you like to ask me now?
Wow.
Huh. Now, this you have to choose, because ultimately, but again, there is no kind of, that person is never going to say, well, nothing, I only want to talk about myself. And what you've done in that one sentence, when you say, so what would you like to ask me now. You've said, you've had enough airspace here. Again, you have to decide, because this does have a slight edge to it, but sometimes I have to say people need that little reminder that it isn't all about them all the time, and it is about your time too.
I can think of two people in my life that I've had those kinds of conversations with where afterwards I'm like, they did not ask me one thing about myself. Mm. Mm-hmm. And I'm exhausted because, again, you know, conversation, communication should be community. It should be, you know, two-way street. It should be some going back and forth. So I've never heard of anybody doing that. But again, it's phenomenal. It's a phenomenal bit of advice. And I won't be afraid to pick up the phone if I see that number come up. And,
yeah, well,
you know, my
great.
Yeah, my husband has a wonderful person that he works with, and we've gone to dinner with him and his wife, and I would sit there all night long asking her questions and listening to her. And at the end of the night, I mean, she hasn't asked me one thing. I'm exhausted. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, honey, I love them, but we can't go out with them again. But that little tidbit might support me in opening my mind to that possibility.
Well, again, it's exactly opening your mind to that possibility. Maybe it doesn't have to be that version. It can be the, hey, you know, Kay, if that's her name. Hey, Kay, what would you like to ask me? Because I'm aware that you're probably exhausted with all the things that I've been asking you. Because you can make it then about you and then back to her asking you. And she's very unlikely to say, no, I'd much rather keep going on about myself.
Oh, I guess that could happen on occasion, but that would be really, then you just have to walk away.
Well, then exactly, you burnt all boats, as they say.
You're dealing with a pathological narcissist. Save yourself. Run.
Well, right, though. It is exhausting, and if one of the most powerful parts of a conversation is the questions that we ask, and I'm very aware you're asking me a lot of questions, and for the purposes of our show together, it's a one-way street. I haven't asked you half the questions that I'd like to ask you, in fact, a percentage of the questions I'd like to ask you. And that's what a conversation is about, you know, the sharing, the, hey, what made you decide to do that? And how did that start for you? And it's a two-way street.
Yes. Excellent. I'm learning so much. I thought I was a great communicator, and yet I'm learning so much.
Well, I'm learning from you. I love some of the expressions. And I also very much enjoy your energy. I think you have a great energy about you. And so to deliver some of these extra savvy tips for you will be easy.
Oh, and I am absolutely thrilled about going on to your linking your thinking / communication and continuing.
Conversation.
Conversation. I wrote it down wrong. Thank you for correcting me. Conversation.
Oh,
so you go ahead and say it again, so because I know there are some friends that are probably very interested in getting your personal wisdom for themselves. So tell me again how they can find you and get involved with this dialogue with you.
Okay, well, the conversation together is linkingyourthinking.com/conversation. And the word linking comes from a system that I have, how I help people, which is the L is for language, the I is for intention, the N is for noticing, the K is for keeping to the point, the I is for influence and influencing skills, the N is for now how do you do it? Do you email first? Do you phone first? Which do you do first? And the G is for great results and great models and great, I use models and formulas that actually people slot words into. So that's my system. And linking your thinking is just what it's about, really.
Absolutely.
So that's how we can have a conversation together. And as I say, the website at wayforwardsolutions.com is where you can grab your How to Say No Without Saying No, more of these subtle language patterns, and also your 1,200 powerful positive words.
And they can order your book there as well, correct?
They can, and it's available on Amazon and as a Kindle. And it became a number one bestseller in customer service, Tammy, which was such a thrill. And I was so humbled because, as we know, customer service is communication.
Yeah, it is. It's about being of service. And again, the name of your book, the name of Kay's book, is The A to Z of Being Understood. So, Kay, this has been such an honor and a privilege to hang out with you today. I've walked away with lots of little nuggets that I know I'm going to be able to use in my life to just up-level in my opportunity to connect with people. And I know that our listeners are also thinking, I can use that in my life too. So thank you, Kay, for being with us. Thank you, Brent Carey, for this forum called Empower Radio. Tyler, you're producing rock star, and I'm just so honored and happy to be spending time with you again. Kay, stay on the line, and let's talk after the commercial break. My friends, thank you, and I hope to see you again very soon. Take care.
Thank
God bless. You.
You
bet. Bye-bye.